good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with President Donald Trump. Today, we're learning from CNN, a key Republican on the Michigan canvassing board is expected to vote against certifying the state's election results today, a potential boon for the Trump campaign's effort to delay the finalization of results.
David, it's very, very scary. I have said all along that Trump was going to do a coup. This is a legal coup, of course. This is a PR coup, but it's a coup nonetheless. He will not, as every other defeated candidate has in the history of the United States, he will not concede. Instead, he goes out onto the golf course every day and thumbs his nose at the American people who are suffering a huge crisis. In health care, the numbers keep going up alarmingly, and he won't do a thing about it. In fact, he has led to much of this disaster. No two ways about it. By not putting on a mask, he has created the chaos that we are now seeing. His leadership style is non-existent when it comes to fighting this. And in the meantime, there's tremendous pressure being put on legislators, certifiers, and others to be good Republicans, not good Americans, but good Republicans, and vote with him. Maybe we shouldn't even say good Republicans. Maybe we should say good Trumpians, because there's a big difference between the Republican ideologies and what his expectation is of personal loyalty to him. Look, this whole thing, I've said from the very beginning, has a lot to do with race. And the fact that Trump is going after, with everything he has, the, quote, big cities and the corruption in the big cities, we know what that means. It means these are the places where our black population is, and he has, of course, just put the dot on the I and crossed the T that he is pursuing a racist policy in getting huge numbers of white Americans scared and upset. It's ridiculous, of course. It's about time we had some kind of justice in this country. We have a Civil Rights Act. We should have another one, and even stronger.
Well, and you have, of course, former officials. The latest, now Chris Christie calling the conduct of Trump's legal team a national embarrassment. One after another, I see people on the political talk shows saying this is not how we're supposed to handle a transition of power. You even had Kayleigh McEnany making claims that President Obama's administration didn't cooperate with the transition. And then you see the video of Trump talking about how, quote, magnificent the Obamas were with the transition. When will some of the Republicans in office show profiles and courage?
Hey, David, up is down, down is up, and all the rest. And we know that these guys just lie through their teeth. And that is what Trump is doing now and his people are doing now. I often wonder how these people, Kayleigh McEnany and others, can look in a mirror. It just is appalling that these people have no patriotism. You know, that's a word that many people on the right have used, patriotism, patriotism. But this is the most unpatriotic thing that I have ever seen. David, when we see people who should be certifying elections saying they're not going to, why not? Well, just because they think there's widespread fraud, or it might be, or it hasn't been investigated. And we know what they're trying to do. They're trying to throw it into the House of Representatives, where every state will get one vote, and there are more Republican states than Democratic states. Look, it's scary. It's just plain scary.
Interesting report, The Washington Post. President Donald Trump considering a range of ways to make money and advance his political brand when he leaves office in January. Facing $400 million in debts, Trump is talking about ways to cash in through selling rally tickets, lucrative speaking gigs and media appearances, and writing a book.
Well, he won't be the first to do that. Democrats have done it. The Clintons certainly did it. Obama now has a book that is the most popular book in America, I am sure. And, you know, it is not that he doesn't have a right to write a book. It's what's in the book that is so appalling. How he justifies his behavior is anybody's guess. But he will, and people will buy it. He will make money. But on the other hand, he's going to have to face a series of civil and criminal prosecutions. I'm fascinated. It may well be that the feds don't go after him. I'm sure Biden is saying, who needs that? On the other hand, the question is whether Cy Vance, the district attorney in New York City, will do his thing and proceed. I hope he does. And whether Tish James, the attorney general of New York, will continue. Some of these are civil, some of them are criminal, but no person is above the law. In the meantime, David, a whole bunch of new appointments will be announced today, one of which is Anthony Blinken, who he is going to nominate for Secretary of State, who has been a longtime foreign policy advisor for Biden. And I'm sure that what's going to happen is that we are going to see a wild shift from the Trumpian approach to world domination by the United States going it alone to the kind of cooperation that has always been a trademark of U.S. foreign policy. The other two, of course, that we're being told about today is a longtime Biden aide, Jake Sullivan, who has always been at his side giving him advice on national security, and Linda Thomas Greenfield, who is, of course, African-American and makes it clear that Biden's going to keep his word about having a diverse cabinet, and she will be an ambassador to the U.N.
Well, and we can't end today without health officials make their final pleas for holiday caution as coronavirus cases spike. It's everywhere now, including in the Northeast. We've hit a milestone in Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, over a million cases. Governor Cuomo, most of the leaders of the states are cautioning people to stay home. But we know, Alan, don't we? They won't.
Look, I've often compared some people to two-year-olds. They say, I want, I want, I want. Well, you don't give it to them. So I have a plea for all folks who might be considering going out for Thanksgiving. Try to protect yourself so you're alive and well next year. Look, Thanksgivings can come and go, and you won't have to listen to Uncle Irving talking about Donald Trump. So everybody, we love you, we trust you, but stay home.
Political observer Alan Shartok with us. Sage advice. Thanks, Alan.